然后时间过得特别快，好像昨天才刚刚上完我们的每周五的那个课程，今天又到周五了，然后就是真的公司业务快速的在增长，然后呢我们也是时间也是光速的在不断的去前进。所以的话呢，刚刚大家已经听完了我们的大使 Anthony 还有我们的逸轩总裁的分享，我相信这股能量可以掀起我们今天的这个会场跟大家的这种加持我们的能量。然后呢，今天也是非常感谢 Manus 呢在百忙之中来到我们的会议上然后给大家做一个最新的资讯的一个讲解，还有我们的翻译达人 Elton， 感谢他总是百忙之中来支持我们的会议在这里感谢两位。那么现在把时间交给我们的Manus 大使，看看今天有什么新的好消息，还有一些比较重要的内容给大家去分享。Hello, Manus. Hello, Elton. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Christine. And hello, Brother Elton.
Hello, Magnus. Hi, Christine.
I hope I am clear because I'm using a different mic today and hope it works.
Very clear.
Perfect.
Now, hello to everyone. And fantastic to be back here on another Friday.
大家现在好，非常高兴能够回来跟各位在星期五晚上再见。
As you know, there's a lot of things that happen in a company that grows the way it has grown in Crowdone。
各位可以想象，在一个像 Crowdone 这样子快速成长的公司，当然有很多事情不停的在发生。
And of course, everyone expects to come with a lot of news, a lot of updates every week.
当然，每一个人都期待每个礼拜都会有更新的新闻啊，更新的这个节奏啊，来带给各位。
And of course, we will do our best to always give you that.
那我会尽量满足各位的。
Okay, see here now.This week, there's not too much information, but I will try at least to give you the updates we have.
这个礼拜其实没有太多的新闻啊，但是我可以跟各位更新一点这个关于公司的事情。
And we always start with the company updates.
我们每次都是先从公司的新闻开始。
And you remember this face, everyone is wondering what's happening, what's going on.
各位看到这个脸了吗？大家都在猜疑说到底发生了什么事情。
Now, I do know, I will take step by step, but the missing C1 reward from those from the mixer spinner.
我会一个跟各位介绍。当然第一个就是我们这个从上一次的那个 Mixer 他这个促销还有很多人仍然没有收到他该有的C1奖励。
And I know some of you have received and some of you have not received and that creates of course confusion.
我知道其实有些人已经收到了，但是还是有一些人没有收到，所以这造成了一些这个迷惑。
Are we talking to Jonathan, the...Operation for the whole Crowdone, and he says the first batch is sent out, and they're working on getting the rest done as well.
我跟那个营运经理就是 Jonathan 呢谈过这个事情，他告诉我说第一批的呢已经发出去了，那么剩下的呢他陆续都会补上。
It's very important to point out that if everything is correct.Not multiple accounts or a fake account registration. Everyone should have the 1200 C1 reports.
对他特别提出来，只要不是虚假的账号，或者是多一个人很多账号，那么大家都会得到这个奖励的。
So it will come. Stay tuned. And if necessary, not now. Later, it might be that we have to send in username for those who didn't get.
行的，所以请大家耐心一点，再等一下，如果到最后还是有人没收到的时候，没有关系， 把你的使用者名称发过来收集过来，我们会再帮你再去查。
Good. Next one is okay. Where we are? There we go. Missing loyalty points.
那么很多人的忠诚积分不见了。
We all know since they changed and took away the streamlined bonuses, everyone who had been collecting loyalty points, they all disappeared when a new system entered.
对，当我们这个每个礼拜三啊去点击去收集的这个机制改变成每天之后，那么很多人的每天这个收集来的这个忠诚积分忽然就或者是包含到过去的忠诚积分就忽然就不见了。
Some of you maybe have got your loyalty points back, but IT is still investigating on the rest. All will come back.
有一些人呢，其实已经得到这个积分已经恢复了，但是 IT 告诉我说，还是有很多人。他们仍然在追踪，在调查，要把这些所有每一位会员失去的这些忠诚积分都给找回来。
And of course, I can understand the frustration of people asking me why should it take so long time.
我当然完全可以理解大家的焦躁不安。那么，为什么要花这么久的时间做这么简单的事情呢？
And again, I have to remind you all, we have 33 million accounts. There's a lot of data to process.
那我仍然还是要再提醒各位一下，毕竟我们有3300万个账户，真的是要花很多时间去一一的去把它找出来。
So give it time, it will come. No one will lose out.
所以再给他一点时间。会找出来的，没有人会受到损失。
And some people who actually upgraded to Pro Builder got a little bit too much loyalty points.
有一些这个升级了这个钛金砖这个推荐者的这个计划的拿到了。超过他应得的这个忠诚积分。
For example, some of you upgraded to Pro and you got 30,000 loyalty points, and then you upgrade to Builder. It should be 10,000. You have total 40, but sometimes it adds up and became 70,000 loyalty points.
啊，举个例子说，有人升级到钛金，他拿了三万积分，钛金砖他拿了三万积分。然后到钛金砖的这个推荐者，他应该再加一万，但是其实他加了四万上去，结果反而出现了7万这个忠诚积分。
This will be rectified, and everyone will have a total of 40,000 loyalty points, nothing else.
对，那这一点呢 ，IT 部门也会再把它这个过滤过来，到最后每一个人都会得到他应得的四万分。
Next point is actually we have a lot of issues when it comes to payment, especially with Kai Cash.
事实上，我们最近真的是在付款的部分出现了很多的问题，尤其是用 Kai Cash 这个银行支付这一块。
It's not only the Chinese market, also Vietnam have same issue as you have.
不只是中国，越南也遭遇了一样的问题。
And because of this issue, we are actually setting up a special separate support only for payment issues in the new office in Dubai.
就是因为这个原因呢，公司特别专门设置了一个这个付款的这个客服部门在迪拜。
I cannot say when it will be fixed, but it will be set up, and they will only deal with payment issues. You have faster support on that.
我不敢保证什么时候它会开始，但是他们就真正是专注在这一块，就是付款发生的各种问题，然后他们会尽快的解决这些问题。
And of course, this does not help you today, but you need to know everything is a process and it takes time, and this will be highlighted.
当然各位也许今天不能够立刻得到满足，但是大家都知道就是说这些事情都在进行中，那么 迟早它都会得到一个解决，请大家给一点这个信心，给一点这个耐心。
And you also need to know it's not crowdfund support that is the issue, it's actually it's KaiCash support that is the biggest issue.
其实呢，这个最大的问题并不是在我们 crowdfund 的支持上面，最大的问题是在 KaiCash 它这个第三方这个提供这个付款这个作业的公司，他们的客服出现的问题。
The two main reasons why KaiCash is not automatic in function is.
那么有两个原因，为什么 KaiCash 它不是全自动的这个运作的
？Number one is the funds you're sending has is a little bit too less when it arrives, so it's missing funds. And number two is that the steps was not completed correctly.
好，那第一个主要的原因往往是你付的那个款的总额啊，可能稍微低了一点点，所以因此它没有办法完成。OK， 那么第二个就是可能在操作的过程中没有完全正确，所以它也没办法完成。
But it's very important, and this is something we brought up to the company with a new support manager that payments have to fix be working so people can.Pay and use the services.
那么，但这一点是非常重要的。我们也一再的跟公司的客服的这个头头，我们新的这个客服这个总监强调，付款是非常重要的事情。大家必须要这个能够付款，能够及时的被公司的这个消化，然后我们的会员可以得到及时的服务。
So that is coming very very soon.
我相信很快就会都恢复过来的。
The next part is, as we all know, the 3AP demand has had some issues.
各位可能都知道这个三个这个活跃积分的要求啊，三个活跃点数的要求出了一点点问题。
And some problems was when you, for example, got the mixture and then you got two people in your downline do the same, it did not show that you have 3AP.
那举个例子说你自己之外你下面有两个人他已经这个激活了这个 mixture, 那么但是并没有出现说你有三个活跃积分。
And without three active points, the AP, you will not receive any bonuses.
那没有你少了这三个活跃积分，那么你就得不到你的这个奖金。
The good news is it actually is sold right now, so everyone who has 3AP will get paid in the system.
好消息是，其实他这个问题已经解决了。那么你真正有三个 AP 在的，你都会得到你的这个奖金。
It is visual from next week for you, but it's visual from the system already now.
那么可能在我们的后台你要到下礼拜才能看得到，但是其实在公司的系统上面此时此刻已经都出现了。
And because this was a problem, the IT will actually backdate everything and rerun some bonuses so everyone will receive the correct amount of bonuses because you had three active points.
对，因为这个是已经发生了一段时间了，所以我们的 IT 部门将会回溯啊，到这个问题开始的时候，然后再重新的把它 run 过一次，所以每一个人你失去的，或者说你没有看到的这个奖金，你都会再看到它。
And also from next week, you will have a better tools to visualize how it looks like.
同时呢，从下礼拜开始呢，你将会有一个更好的视觉化的工具，就是说你在后台上你会看到更清楚的这些积分这些点数。
So in your dashboard, it will be a red dot means you don't have three active points, or the green dot means you have more than three active points.
在你的后台上，你会看到，如果它显示的是一个红点的话，表示你还没有达到这三个活跃积分；如果是一个绿点的话，那就表示你已经达到了。
So from Tuesday next week, when they deploy this, you will see this in your back office.
那么当下个礼拜二，它正式开始之后， 那么各位你将都将会看在你的后台看到。
Second part is the 1-3 binary versus matching bonus demand.
第二个部分呢，就是那个一比三这个希望奖励啊，跟这个 matching bonus 这个管理奖励他们的这个要求。
This works like this, that you cannot just earn matching bonus anymore. You need to have some part in binary in order to earn matching bonus.
也就是说，你不能够坐着那边躺在那边就领你的管理奖金，而没有这个对缝奖金。那么对缝一定要有对缝奖金才可能领到管理奖金。
1-3 means when you earn 100 euro in binary, then you can earn up to 300 euro in matching bonus.
就说你如果对缝奖金是100欧元的话，那么你的管理奖金可以领到300欧元这么多。
Also by next week, this will be a visual tool in the dashboard that you can see this week you have that much in binary and this is how much you can earn in matching bonus.
那么同时呢，下礼拜各位也可以在后台上实际去看到它了。你可以看到啊，你的这个对缝奖金到底是多少，也就是说你最高可以领到多少的管理奖金都看得到。
And I also brought up to the company very seriously that all of these kind of tools and everything has to be in place before the launch, a demand or a new promotion, etc.
我同时也跟公司严重的这个要求，说像这一类的视觉工具呢，必须要先准备好了，才可以去进行下一波的任何的促销业务活动。
And all the company agreed with that. So next time there will be either a new demand or something, it has to be visual and we all can see and understand it before it happens.
那公司的高层都完全同意，也就是说下一次要是再有任何的促销、任何的活动的话，它的视觉工具一定会先帮你准备好。
As you remember, A couple of weeks ago, the operation Crowd1 version 2.0 started.
各位记得大概几个礼拜以前呢，我们的 Crowd1 的这个操作系统第二2.0已经开始了。
And this was a different adjustments that make create longevity and sort out all future problems.
那么这些做的各种调整呢，都是为了让公司能够长治久安，而且能够避免未来的很多问题。
To example, to solve all future payouts withdrawals.
举个例子，第一个，是为了考虑未来所有提现的问题。
To have less interference from the BSS system.
而且第二个是会让BSS 就是这个奖金维安系统有更少的干扰。
It's all about securing the future for both the network and the company.
那么全部这些安排、这些准备都是为了我们的组织营销者以及公司的未来。
And of course, we're also going to talk about the C1 reward swap, the long-term plan behind that.
当然我们也会谈到这个希望奖励转成这个英国公司的股份，这是一个比较这个长期的这个规划。
First of all of us on this call and everyone who's listening in, we want the payouts to work fluently.
当然首先每一位在会议上的各位都希望我们的提现能够非常的这个顺利。
And we are not alone. The company also knows how important the payouts is, and everything will work fluently.
我跟各位保证，公司绝对了解这一点有多么的重要。
So you will see in a very short period of time that payouts will come more regularly, also on time.
各位，我保证很快，各位就会看到我们提现这一块将会更加的正常化，更加的。这个及时。
The first step is that the payments will come every 14 days withdrawals.
第一步当然还是一样，我们的承诺是在你提现之后的14天之内，啊，你的这个钱会到你账户里。
And this is because the price we pay with all this adjustment, this is the reward we will get that the payouts will work on time.
因为公司在这个系统上花了大钱，所以它的回报就是各位终将会在这个提现这一块得到及时的回应。
And as you can understand, everything has to go step by step as we are a large, big, huge organization.
但是各位还是了解吧。就是什么事情都是要一步一步走的，对我们这么大一个公司而言。
But I can tell you a little bit about the goal from the company, what they want to have secured for us.
但我在这里可以告诉各位，公司真正的目标是什么。
No matter how much money you make this week, you should be able to withdraw everything by next week.
无论你这个礼拜呢赚了多少的钱，到了下个礼拜的时候，到下一周，你就应该可以把它全部的给提现出来。
So if you earn 100 euro or 40,000 euro, does not matter. You should have them, especially in your multi-wallet by next week.
所以不论你赚的是100欧元还是4万欧元，那么你一周之后，你应该都可以提现出来，尤其是在我们开始的实施这个万能钱包之后。
I will repeat again, this is not happening right now, it will soon happen. This is a goal from the company.
那我必须要再重复一次，我不是说它现在就要发生了，但是我是说这个确实的的确确是公司的目标，而且它将会让这个尽快实现。
But the payout within 14 days is...Very, very close. We're talking not months, not weeks. We are actually talking days before this kicks in now.
但是呢，这个公开的标准就是14天之内的支付，14天之内的这个提款，那么它将会在几天之内就达到。
So we're all gonna see a huge changes around this.
各位将会非常兴奋的会看到有一个非常大的改进在这一块。
Let's talk about the BSS, the Binary Security System.
我们来谈一谈这个 BSS 吧，这个二元奖金的维安系统。
Usually everyone hates BSS, but I will make you love BSS.
通常大家都痛恨 BSS, 但是我现在将要使各位喜欢 BSS。
And the reason why I'm saying this is because BSS is the system that actually help us to have a company.
Yeah, 为什么这样说呢？因为 BSS 就是协助我们帮助公司的这个制度。
If you're thinking like this, we are 33 million members in a very deep binary system.
各位试想一下，我们如果有3300万会员，那么在这一个非常非常深的这个二元这个组织下面
，As you can see on the picture here, you only see one, two, three, four levels deep in a binary.
我光从这个图上看，你就可以看到它有4层这个二元系统。
Some of you on this call has hundreds and thousands of levels like this.
那么很多我们今天在会议上的伙伴们，他们有数百层甚至于数千层这样的系统。
Let's say for argument's sake, we are on the 534th level right now, and someone signs up as a new white package here.
我举个例子，如果今天在第534层有一个人购买了一个这个白包。
Now on this 109 euro in package, there's 555 BP going all the levels up to everyone who is involved in that. Boom, 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 boom.
在这仅仅109欧元的教育包里面，可是它里面就有了这个55 BP 一路往上传，一层一层的往上传。
Now, everything is based on average. That means not everyone will cash out from this new sign up.
当然，一切事情都是平均的。那么有人得得到，有人得不到。
But many will, and if there are coming too many people who cashing out on 109 euro, there will be company have to overpay more than the company took in money.
但事实是，确实很多人都会得到的。那么因此，就这区区的109欧元，公司收到的，那么公司往往要付出，如果每一个人的话，他会远超过这109欧元。
So company got 109 euro in and paying out 1,000 euro. That does not make up good business.
如果公司就收了109欧元，结果他必须要付出1000欧元的话，这不是生意之道。
And very quick, the company will end up in insolvency and bankruptcy because there is no money to pay out.
很快这公司就要挂了，因为他没有钱了。
But thanks to BSS,It goes in and cut off the bonuses, so it's not paying out too much.
但是呢，幸好有我们这个 BSS 系统，它侦测到这些问题之后，它就会介入，然后不让我们的支付的奖金超过公司收到的这个钱。
This way we can control and still have deep binary, but not overpaying, meaning the company has to.Pay out more than the comes in.
借着这一套系统呢，那么我们仍然可以控制啊这个二元化的这个组织，但是同时也不会让公司付了就是发奖金发报。
And that means we will have our company here for many many years to come because it's protected right now from this.
这是什么意思？就是指公司可以稳稳的。多这个活很多年啊，可以长治久安，而不是中间很意外的就爆掉了。
However, with the new adjustments, the BSS system does not need to interfere as much.
但是呢，在我们新的调整之后呢，这个 BSS 系统它不会再需要这么常的介入。
But I did hear from a lot of people say, well, BSS still kicks in and still taking money.
但是我听到很多会员跟我抱怨说，哎 ，BSS 还是在常常出现，还是扣了我很多钱。
And yes, it still will, and it still is adjustment coming because it take around 30 days to calibrate the system with the new measurements.
对，当然它还在继续进行，因为即使这个新系统，它仍然要花大概30天的时间啊去。调整去矫正，去把它调进这个系统里面来。
But let's say from next month you will see a huge difference that the BSS will not cut your bonus as much.
下个月呢，各位应该就可以看到一个很大的差别了。那么 BSS 不会再这么常的出现，来把你的这个奖金减低。
Moving fast forward, the C1 reward swap to the PLC shares.
我们快转到 C1 奖励呢，这个换成我们这个英国这个公开公司的这个股份。
I have to actually make you understand that this is something huge.
我必须要让各位千万要了解，这是一个超级大事。
Many companies out there promise you this will happen, this will happen, and nothing happens. Crowd1 actually delivers.
过去啊，有多少公司曾经答应他们的经销商一样的承诺，这个会发生，这个会发生，可是没有一家真正的做到。目前为止，只有 Crowd1 真正的在做到这个事情。
So everyone who has Crowd1 rewards will actually be part as a Crowd1 holder, you actually will be owning 50% together, we all will, 50% of the multi-wallet PLC company.
所以每一位你手上有 C1 奖励的这个会员，你都变成这个新公司的这个股东，你将会我们一起，我们共同拥有这个新的万能钱包公司的这个50%的股权。
last time I did a comparison from multiple towards Coinbase in USA.
那么上次呢，我有做一个比较，就是我们的这个万能钱包公司跟美国的这个交易所叫做 Coinbase 这两个做一个比较，它是这个加密货币哦，是数字货币交易所。
The value of Coinbase is enormous.
Coinbase 它的这个价值非常的庞大。
And I can tell you the multiple that will have equal opportunity to become equal valuable as Coinbase.
但是我可以跟各位讲，我们的万能钱包公司有一样的机会可以向 Coinbase 发展那么大。
We are 33 million members today that can download and use the multiple when it launch.
我们有3300万会员的体量能够来下载这个万能钱包，然后能够使用它。
Everyone will have, most of us at least, will have the C1 rewards converted into shares inside the Move the Wallet.
绝大部分的人呢，都会把我们的 C1 奖励变成这个公司的股份，然后存在这个万能钱包里面。
Some people will sell, some people will buy more, and still there will be a transaction happening inside the Move the Wallet.
有的会员会急着把它给卖掉，有的会员会非常积极的来收购更多。那么所有这一切都将发生在我们这个万能钱包这个平台内部。
You will be able to receive your commissions in Bitcoin, of course, inside the Move Wallet, and every time that happens, there is a transaction.
那么各位同时你的奖金呢，也会以比特币的形式啊，在你的万能钱包里面啊被接收到。那么每一次这个拨款或者这个转账，他们都是一次。
Each time you buy, sell.Or transfer either crypto, stocks, or money, it is a fee.
不管你是购买还是卖掉，还是转移你的这个数字货币，或者是法币，或者是这个股票，那么你每一次做这个动作，它都会有一个费用。
All these fees is revenue for the multi-wallet company.
这些费用呢，都是这个万能钱包公司的收入。
Which we all own together.
而各位，我们一起都拥有这一块。
Not only that, the multi-wallet itself, we also have our partner companies. The revenue comes streaming through the multi-wallet.
不止这个，那么我们所有的第三方合作的公司，他们的利润，那些利润也都会通通注入这一个万能钱包公司来。
All the profits from Planet IX go to the multi-wallet PLC.
Planet IX 是一个，它的利润会注入这个万能钱包公司。
All the profit coming from Mixer go through the multi-wallet PLC company.
Mixer 的全部利润也会注入这个万能钱包公司。
All profits from the LifeTrends company go through the Move the Wallet PLC.
全部 LifeTrend 旅游平台的这个收入也会注入这个万能钱包公司。
All future products such as communication, entertainment, everything go. All profit goes through the Move the Wallet PLC company.
加上未来所有的新的这个平台新的公司，包含这个娱乐啦，这个通讯啊，他们每一块的这个收入啊利润都会注入这个万能钱包公司。
Where we are 50% owner of the company.
而各位我们一起拥有它50%的股权。
If you choose to sell your shares internally when we open up in September, it's up to you.
如果呢，在九月份开启我们内部可以转换的时候，你希望把你的股权卖掉，那是你的选择。
But if you have believe in the company, see and count how much money it can generate, I would suggest you wait until we go to the public stock exchange.
但是呢，如果你跟我一样对公司有一样的信任，有一样的期许的话呢，我是会劝你把这些股份留着，因为等到它公开上市了之后，那个价值才是真正的可观呢。
With all these revenue streams go direct into MultiWallet, I believe we have 10, 50, 100x the value we have today.
刚刚讲过，所有这些第三方我们合作伙伴的利润都注入这个万能钱包公司之后，他的股票我的保守估计10倍、50倍、100倍都有可能。
Now I do know that some of you have problems by claiming this because the information is wrong in your back office.
我确实知道有些人他在转换的过程中遭遇到了很多困扰。包含你的个人的资料是错的。
I also know that you have sent a support ticket and changing emails, names and so on, and the support does not respond.
那我也知道各位很多人都已经发了支持票，关于改变你的 email 的这个电子邮箱啊之类的这些事情，但是很多人都还没有得到回复。
The most important thing here is that you have contacted the support in time. Don't worry, you're all gonna get the opportunity to do this.
那么重要的一点，我在这里跟各位讲，就是只要你有做了这样的一个联系的动作，那么最后你都会得到你的答案的。
As you mentioned before, support has an enormous backlog and they're working as fast as they can.
我前面你讲过了，我们的客服部门已经。庞大的积压了太多的这个客服的要求，所以因此他们需要花一点时间去消化。
So do not panic, everyone will get help and everyone will be able to swap.
所以真的不必惊慌啊，每一个人都会被照顾到，到最后每一个人你只要正确的去操作，你都可以转换成这个股票的。
Now, I did a training in Dubai that I actually tried to share here with you.
我最近在迪拜做了一次这个训练课程，那我在这里希望也跟各位分享。
And my topic I was talking about is commitment.
我训练的这次训练的主题呢，是关于承诺。
And I will put Elton on the test right now because there's a lot of words in there.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So,
commitment is an empowerment.
承诺呢，能够赋予你能量。
Meaning to make a promise or a firm decision to do something.
它的意思就是说，你要做一个承诺，或者是你下定一个决心。你一定要做到什么事情。
And any commitment could be, for example, that next event I will have 30, 50, 100 people with me, I will become an ambassador to next event, I will work 24/7, I will achieve my goals.
那么承诺包含像下一次公司大会的时候呢，我是不是要带30个、50个还是100个伙伴跟我一起参加或者是我决定了我要成为大使在下一次这个大会之前或者是我就是不分昼夜的我要工作去达成我的目标。
Commitment means staying loyal to what you said you were going to do long after the mood you said it has left you.
那么承诺的真正的意思是什么？你要对你说出来的话，你说你要做什么，你要做到的事情。你必须要保持忠诚的一直去执行它，在你已经这个你的激情过后，你仍然去要做到它的。
When you are breaking a commitment, you will feel negative emotions like guilt, shame or regret.
当你没有办法完成你的承诺的时候呢，你会感觉到一些负面的情绪，好像你犯了罪。好像你很惭愧，就 就这个样子。
It's then when you're entering into the blame mode phase.
然后你就进入了一种自责的情绪里面。
Support didn't answer. Compliance takes too long. Mixer does not work. No one is getting paid.
哦，不是，对不起，他刚才意思就是说，你因此可能就会开始抱怨了，比如说啊，这个客服啊还没有，为什么这么久还没有回答呢？那么这个合规部门为什么搞花了那么长的时间呢
？So for this reason, many people instead of facing these emotions, people find excuses to stop and quit their businesses.
所以在这个情形之下呢，啊，很多人都不愿意去面对现实，去解决他们的这个情绪问题，那么他们就找了一些借口，从此就不干了。
Now, we all know there is always going to be challenges on the way to build the largest company in the world.
那各位，我们当然都知道，今天要构建一个全世界最大的公司，有多少的挑战会在我们的眼前呢？
But as I say, as long as there is a challenge, there is an opportunity.
但是我经常跟各位讲，只要有挑战，就是有机会。
Because in the future, when we have no challenges, we have probably already reached our goal to become the largest company in the world.
因为在未来呢，当我们不再有挑战的时候呢，我们可能已经成为了那一个世界最大的公司。
So you see, challenges are good, means there's room for improvements.
所以各位啊，挑战是好的，挑战的意思就有挑战的意思就是。永远有空间可以去这个进步的。
And you still have an opportunity to be part of the amazing journey here, and we're going to write history together.
那么，所有我们都有这个机会参与这一次奇幻的旅程，共同创造历史。
Just take a look at what we have today in Crowd One.Life Trends, Afilgo, Mixer, Mindo, Tribute, LinkMe, Planet IX.
那各位再回顾看看，我们现在目前已经手上有了多少的这些产品啊 ，Life Trend 啦、Afilgo 啊、Mixer、Mindo、Tribute、LinkMe、Planet IX 啊。
And in few weeks, we are also getting the Multi Wallet.
然后在几个礼拜，我们就可以拿到我们的万能钱包了。
And later this year, more products and services in entertainment, communication, and all of this in our company.
Okay, 那么，再晚一点啊，今年再晚一点，更多的产品，包含娱乐，包含通讯，包含更多，全部这些旧的新的产品，都是在你我的公司里面。
I'm going to tell you a story.
给各位讲一个故事。
Many companies offer people instead of salary or bonuses, they get shares in a startup company.
很多的新创公司呢，他都问他的这个职员，你是要固定的薪水呢，还是你是要这个公司的红利？
As an example, we could take Facebook in 2005.
那举个例子，那么拿脸书来说，在2005年
，Facebook moved into new offices in Silicon Valley, and one graffiti artist, David Cho, painted the whole building and was offered a choice.
那么当脸书在那一年搬进了他们在硅谷的这个新公司的时候，那么有一个这个绘画的这个艺术家叫 David Cho， 他。把整个公司的墙壁都做了这个壁画。
Either he could take $60,000 in cash, or he got shares in the company.
那他被脸书就做了这样的一个这个 offer。他说你是要拿$60,000呢，现金哦，$60,000的现金，还是你要等量的这个公司的股票？
David Cho chose actually to take the shares.
David Cho, 他说我要股票。
In 2012, when Facebook went public, Scholl's shares was worth over $200 million.
7年之后啊，到2012年，当脸书上市的时候，公开上市的时候，这个 Scholl 他的股票价值是超过了$2亿呢。
Now, if you're thinking about this story and think like this, everyone who has E1 reward will be able to swap them in shares in the UK PLC company.
如果从这个故事，各位再来看看我们的希望奖励啊，你手上的希望奖励，你都可以现在你都可以去把它转成这个新的这个公司的这个股票。
Think smart. Do not sell too cheap too early.
出息OK 这他说我们要一定要好好的聪明的思考一下，千万不要把你手上这些珍贵的股票了太早的贱卖掉。
But the big difference in crowd one compared to everyone else that you actually get both bonuses and shares.
但是我们跟这些其他新创公司比有一个很大的不同，你今天既得到这个奖励，你又得到这个股份。
And I will say the potential here is far more greater than Facebook was in 2005.
我可以告诉各位，我们今天面对的啊这个潜力，远比脸书在2005年的时候还要更大更高。
Now, guys, you owe your future self to make a commitment today.
各位啊，你欠未来的自己啊，一个今天该做的一个承诺。
All of you need to make your own commitments on your own future, but let's make one commitment together here and now.
每一个人都要对自己负责，你要做出你自己对自己的一个承诺。但是今天让我们大家一起做一个共同的承诺。
We are today over 33 million members in CrowdOne, but only 3 million is registered for Mixer.
我们今天有超过3300万会员在 CrowdOne, 但是到目前为止只有300万个会员在 Mixer 上完成了注册。
Let's work together and get more people to get into the Mixer.
让我们一起用心的努力啊，一起努力去把更多的这些会员让他们完成 Mixer 的注册。
If we can bring millions and millions of new customers into Mixer,
如果我们可以带来更多的几百万的新的顾客啊，新的顾客在 Mixer 的话
，the value of our company will go sky high.
这个公司的估值啊，将会。一飞冲天啊。
Everything we do it together. We own this together.
我们大家现在是同舟一命啊，因为我们一起拥有这个公司。
So I hope you got something from that.
那我希望从这里面得到一点什么启示。
That was my training from Dubai.
这是我在迪拜做的一个培训。
This was in, I think it was May, and after that, we got over 3 million customers in Mixer, was 1 million at the time.
其实我在做这个培训的时候，那么大概是五月份，那之后我们真的就多了百万的这个会员。在这个 Mixer
Let's move on to the next one, and that is our promotions, ongoing promotions.
我们来看看下一个这个话题，就是我们现在目前的促销。
Titanium Pro Builder Once in a Lifetime Opportunity All the way to 7th of September 2 p.m. CET
钛金砖推荐者，这个是在这个9月7号的下午2点，这个是欧洲中央时间。
And why is it so good with this? Well,Because you get supercharged on the rank booster 40% to the rest of the year.
为什么这个这么好这么重要的？因为 你得到40%的这个多余的激励，一直可以享受到年底。
This is a huge difference from going to 40% rank faster than anyone else.
这个让你在职级的竞争上就多了40%的这个好处。
Because you want to go to the next rank and get higher and higher residual income every month.
因为你各位，我们一定要尽快的往下一个职级去升，越快越好，因为因此你在下一个这个被动收入的时候就会得到更多。
The next promotion we have still running until 7th of September, new date, also the builder, it will run to 7th of September, the epic promotion.
那下一个我们的实施促销呢还在进行中， 它也是一样会到9月7号，那么这个中央欧洲中央时间两点。
And the epic promotion works if you pay with KaiCash, Bitcoin, and Ethereum. You pay for a black, you automatic upgrade to gold.
那它不论你用这个促销，不论你用 KaiCash 的这个银行付款，或者是 Bitcoin， 或者是这个，反正就是它的任何付款方式，你仍然你购买了一个黑的这个黑金的这个包，你就会晋升到这个黄金包。
And if you pay with the Bitcoin, KaiCash, or Ethereum to gold, you'll be automatic upgrade to titanium.
当然，如果你用这些付款方式去买了一个黄金的包，你就会升等到这个钛金。
And you can use your back office VP to buy a white package and still be part of the free upgrade to black.
你可以用你的后台的 BP 啊去付款买一个白包。那么仍然会被升级到黑金。
Of course, there is people also who don't care about this promotion and use back office BP to buy titanium, and then you will come titanium. That's okay too.
Okay, 当然有人不在乎这个东西，他想要用 BP 去买。那么你如果用 BP 去买钛金的话，可以哦。但是你没有升级，你买的钛金就还是钛金。
Mixter have a fantastic tournament going on right now.
Mixter 现在有一个很棒的一个锦标赛正在进行中啊。
If you go in and play the Turbo Tastic, you can actually win different starter packages.
如果你进去，你看到它这个写的是 Turbo Tastic， 就是它这个图案上出现的，你就进到这一个锦标赛里面来了。
I do know that a lot of people on this call maybe do not like to play social gaming.
我知道，其实很多人在这个会议里面的我们的伙伴们，可能并不太乐意去玩这些社交游戏。
But the interesting part is actually on our platform, the social gaming tournaments have prizes.
但是呢，在我们的社交游戏的这个竞赛里面呢，公开赛里面呢，它有奖励的。
I think it's daily, weekly, monthly different tournaments you can play and win real prizes from famous brands.
对不同的锦标赛或者公开赛，它有不同的这个时段，一天也许或一个礼拜或者是一个月，反正它给你不同大小的各种不同的奖品或奖金。
But we are not that far away to launch the next step in Mixter.
但是呢，我们离 Mixter 的下一个阶段的高级游戏已经不那么远了。
The next step is the real, high quality games that you normally play on an Xbox or PlayStation.
那么下一个阶段的高级，真的是真正的高级的游戏。通常你必须用游戏机啊，这个 PlayStation 或者是这个 Xbox 才能够玩的。
And when that happens, the e-gamers will actually come and flock to our platform.
当那一天发生的时候，很多这个职业或者是业余的，他们真正在玩这些大游戏的人，他们都会来到我们的平台。
And then the company will do tournaments for e-gamers with real cash money.
那么到时候呢，这公司就会啊，就会组织，就会做这些锦标赛，用真正的现金当做奖金的。
And that will bring a totally new audience to come to our platform on Mixer.
那么因此也会带来了大量的啊，这个新的这些观众来看这些比赛。
As you know, the new sport is e-sports. That means a lot of youth and 20-year-olds playing and earning money all day long on gaming.
那如果各位知道这个电子竞技啊，是现在还是非常非常当红的，非常多的人都在玩这个，都在玩这个游戏，然后他们赚钱。
And of course, this brings value back to our company.
当然，这些到最后都会为我们整个公司的营收做了贡献。
Now, this was my last slide for today.
这是我最后一张幻灯片。
I hope all of you can see and understand that this company is moving forward all the time.
我真的希望各位能够看到，能够了解到这家公司是不断的向前前进的。
I do understand your frustration when things is not working as it's supposed to.
我了解事情进行的不顺利的时候，各位可以沮丧，各位可能很不满意。
But there's so many things being worked on behind the scenes that will come and support and help us in our future.
但是各位现在很多看不到的努力，在公司里面在进行中，都将会一一的这个看到它的功效。那么所有的改进，各位都会感觉到。
And there are actually so many plans just for the Chinese market that you have no idea for.
但其实其中很多的调整跟计划，都是针对我们大中华的市场，各位可能都还不知道。
They will come local products for Chinese market.
那么将会有中国本地啊，这个中国区的这个地区性的产品。
They will come in different support ways to support only the Chinese market.
啊，会针对中国的市场做很多不同的这个客服的资源。
They are hiring more Chinese staff in the company at the moment.
公司正在雇更多的这个华人的这个雇员。
So be patient and work hard because we are going to be here for many years to come.
所以各位请耐心一点，然后我们继续努力的工作，因为我们会在一起有很多年美好的日子。
So super thanks to Elton for a fantastic translation.
Super thanks Magnus for your incredible speech.
And thank you, Christine, for your fantastic job as a leader. You are really amazing leader.